This is VOA News via remote. I'm Liz Pelka. U.S. security officials say they are taking every precaution to guard against an attack on President-elect Joe Biden's inauguration Wednesday. As preparations for the day continue, the FBI is conducting security screening of the 25,000 members of the National Guard assigned to Washington to protect the event. This is amid worries of a potential insider attack. Acting Secretary of Defense Christopher Miller said there is currently no intelligence suggesting an insider threat. Miller said the troops are being given extra training as they arrive in Washington and told, quote, if they see or hear something that is not appropriate, they should report it to their chain of command. U.S. intelligence reports have suggested that some protesters holding on to the belief that outgoing President Donald Trump was cheated out of re-election might try to disrupt Biden's swearing-in ceremony or celebrations. The inaugural site is currently encircled in tall fencing topped with concertina wire and much more pronounced show of security than has been present at past inaugurations. Russia's most prominent opposition leader, Alexei Navalny, called Monday for his supporters to take to the streets after a hastily organized court ordered him jailed for 30 days. The makeshift court set up in a police station on the outskirts of Moscow where Navalny was being held agreed to a request from prosecutors for Navalny to be kept in custody until February 15th. Navalny, President Vladimir Putin's best-known domestic critic, was taken to the station after a dramatic airport arrest on Sunday that prompted condemnation from the West and calls for his immediate release. This is VOA News. Italian Prime Minister Giuseppe Conte won a crucial confidence vote in the Chamber of Deputies on Monday. The vote allows the Prime Minister to hang on to power after a junior partner quit his coalition last week, opening a political crisis amid the raging COVID-19 pandemic. Had he lost the vote, Conte would have been forced to resign. After his appeal to opposition and non-aligned parliamentarians to back him following the walkout by former Premier Matteo Renzi's Italia Viva party, Conte's government won the lower house vote by 321 to 259. Hundreds of students protested in Rome on Monday. They were demanding more classrooms, transport to school, and better access to education. Monday was supposed to be the first day back for high school students after 10 months of remote learning. Yet many chose to demonstrate again. According to Save the Children Italy, 34,000 high school students are at risk of dropping out from school due to the hardships they faced in following the remote learning mode. United Nations cultural agency UNESCO reported that more than 10 million students were affected by COVID-19 restrictions in Italy. Italy registered more than 12,500 new infections of the coronavirus on Sunday. The leader of Uganda's main opposition party, Bobby Wine, said troops raided the party headquarters on Monday. The raid came as staff tried to prepare a legal challenge to President Yoweri Museveni's declared victory in an election last week. Wine is under house arrest himself. He added that his party leaders are now on the run and told Reuters, quote, everybody is being pursued. A police spokesman said the National Unity Platform office had been cordoned off for security reasons, but he gave no more details. Wine said later on Twitter that the U.S. ambassador to Uganda was sent away from his gate after she tried to visit him. The Electoral Commission declared incumbent Museveni the winner of the January 14th election on Saturday, triggering protests in two areas. Americans celebrate Martin Luther King Jr. Day on Monday amid a global pandemic that has forced many events to be moved online and at a time when the country faces threats of political violence surrounding the inauguration of President-elect Biden. Every year on the third Monday in January, Americans honor the slain civil rights leader who in the 1950s and 1960s organized nonviolent protests of Southern segregation. Via remote, I'm Liz Pelka.